G'day, Ben.
Morning, guys.
You all set for the Tigers?
Yeah, ready to go. Training run this morning and then off to ANZ tomorrow afternoon for a big match for us.
I saw the two superstars out there yesterday, Ben, Benji and Robbie. You got the purple socks on, and that's to raise awareness for pancreatic cancer?
Yeah, no, it's great. Got the bit different colour socks on tomorrow night to raise awareness and hopefully, you know, raise awareness and a bit of money too for that cause.
Yeah, fantastic.
Ben, it's been a funny season for the Dragons, but look, you're in the eight. You need to win.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a hell of a rollercoaster ride, to tell you the truth, this year. We started off really well. I had the 7 wins in a row, and then during that Origin period, injuries and missing a few guys, key players, really hurt us. But like you said, we're in the eight now. We need to win tomorrow night and I suppose get a bit more confidence and a bit of momentum heading into next week.
Yeah, mate. I mean, basically, has Mary set you down with the mathematical theories about how you could miss? I mean, I think if you lost by 30, Manly won by 30, you could possibly miss out, or has it just been all positive, positive, positive?
No, we haven't really looked at whether Manly win or how much they win by. We've just really been focused on us this week. We've got to after last week's performance. You know, we had a pretty honest review after last week's match and, sorted out where we went wrong, and we've got to win tomorrow night.
Well, just on that, where were the key points that you want to improve on?
Yeah, I think we started the game really well last week, and we just, I suppose, we got a lead, and we weren't willing to work hard to keep it. We let the foot off the throat and let the Gold Coast back in the game, and unfortunately, we can't afford to do that with any team in the competition.
Ben, I don't know how involved you get being captain in the decisions that are made, but there's a big one with regard to Widdop, and you know, the fact is, if he's out there, it's instrumental that you play your best side, but is it worth risking him?
Look, unfortunately, he had a pretty bad call from last week's game, and we'll have to see how he's at training today, and he's a huge part of our team. He's been one of our best players all year, so we need him out there, but in saying that, we also need him for next week, so...
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether he's going to be playing tomorrow night. We'll have to wait and see after today's training run.
And Ben, when you sit down, I mean, watching your matches throughout the year, you've tended to control the ball pretty good. You've contended to keep yourself inside the opposition's red zone pretty well, but just those crucial plays, you know, getting across the line has been the hard bit. Is there any key to unlocking that?
Yeah, look, it has been, I think. I think at times it has been a bit frustrating, and that's where we've kind of gone wrong as a team. You know, we haven't been able to score points, and I think, I suppose with the new, I know they've had a season together, but Gaz and Benji, Mitch Rain, Josh Dugan, kind of the new combination with attack, with the new coach, with his attacking structures. Now, it's going to still take a bit more time to get that right, but I think we're definitely on the right track.
So I think you're about the fourth best defence in the comp. Just got to, hopefully that attack will click in the first week of the finals.
Yeah, that's right. We've done a lot of work in our defence this year. We really, more than I've done in my whole career under any coach. And, it has really showed dividends for the whole season. And, we've just got to keep doing that for the next few weeks.
Yeah. How does it feel body-wise running into the finals, given that if the coach is relentless, and I think they're all relentless these days, Ben, aren't they, in terms of the workload? How's the squad feeling?
They don't hold back. Now, the body's not too bad. I'd probably feel a bit better if I was 24 again. But look, we've got a lot of young guys in the team, which is really good. They're feeling good, and they look fresh at training every day, which is great.
Yeah, which is terrific. And it would be exciting for them as well to think about finals footy. I mean, I know you don't want to get ahead of yourself, but it gives you an extra spring in your step.
Yeah, no, we're definitely not getting ahead of ourselves. We've got to play well Saturday, but... we haven't played finals for 3 years now. We've got a lot of young guys who are starting their first grade careers. So that's why we play footy, to play this time of year. And myself and the rest of the team will be really excited if we're playing there next week.
And final one, mate, the Tigers, they sort of bounced back in a way. I don't know whether it was rallying around the captain, Robbie Farah, but he played well. So it's a side to beware of at the moment, isn't it? They're a bit wounded.
No, definitely. Yeah, they're a quality side, the Tigers. They last time we played them was in round 2 and they touched up by about 40 points. So they're a quality side, a good side. And like you said, with all the talk about maybe Robbie Farah having to leave, and also some other players there who are playing their last game for the club. Pat Richards, I think, has been there for a while now. And
Keith Galloway.
Keith Galloway, who's been a a huge part of their team for a long time now. So they have a lot to play for the last game of the year. So it's going to be a big game for us.
Not as much as you guys, mate. You're in that eighth position. You only have to win to secure it, mate. We wish you all the best. And to all those Dragons fans out there, get out there and support the red and white army. Dragons up against the Tigers, ANZ Stadium. It's going to be the 5:30 game tomorrow. Thanks very much for your time, Ben. Play well.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you, mate. Ben Cray, Dragons at tab.com.au, 173. The Tigers, 215. And you've got to hope. It's funny, emotion and motivation in sports, isn't it? You saw them all rise for Robbie last week, Campbelltown, yeah. Keithy Galloway, Pat Richards, you know, the big home farewell. There was only 7,000 people there, by the way. Just wondering whether this week will be a bit of a downer for the Tigers.
Yeah, maybe.